In addition to his laws of motion, which describe how bodies react to forces, Newton's theory of gravity describes how to determine the strength of one particular type of force, gravity. As we have said, that theory states that every body attracts every other body with a force that is proportional to the mass of each body. Thus, the force between two bodies would be twice as strong if one of the bodies, say body A, had its mass doubled. This is what you might expect, because one could think of the new body A as being made of two bodies, each with the original mass. Each of these would attract body B with the original force. Thus, the total force between A and B would be twice the original force. And if, say, one of the bodies had six times the mass, or one had twice the mass and the other had three times the mass, then the force between them would be six times as strong. You can now see why all bodies fall at the same rate. According to Newton's law of gravity, a body of twice the weight will have twice the force of gravity pulling it down. But it will also have twice the mass and thus, according to Newton's second law, half the acceleration per unit force. According to Newton's laws, these two effects exactly cancel each other out, so the acceleration will be the same no matter what the weight. Newton's law of gravity also tells us that the farther apart the bodies, the lesser the force. The law says that the gravitational attraction of a star is exactly one quarter that of a similar star at half the distance. This law predicts the orbits of the Earth, the Moon, and the planets with great accuracy. If the law were that the gravitational attraction of a star went down faster or slower with distance, the orbits of the planets would not be elliptical. They would either spiral into the sun or escape from the sun. The big difference between the ideas of Aristotle and those of Galileo and Newton is that Aristotle believed in a preferred state of rest, which anybody would take up if it was not driven by some force or impulse. In particular, he thought that the Earth was at rest. But it follows from Newton's laws that there is no unique standard of rest. One could equally well say that body A was at rest and body B was moving at constant speed with respect to body A, or that body B was at rest and body A was moving. For example, if you set aside for a moment the rotation of the Earth and its orbit around the Sun, you could say that the Earth was at rest and that a train on it was traveling north at 90 miles per hour, or that the train was at rest and the Earth was moving south at 90 miles per hour. If you carried out experiments with moving bodies on the train, all Newton's laws would still hold. Is Newton right or is Aristotle? And how do you tell?